is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:03 on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Del Verheel, joins us in about an hour here on ESPN 97.5. Don't know when he'll come in. He did, however, suggest that you get a life alert, and he tweeted that out. I'm hoping that some. If for those of you that missed it, Lance fell down yesterday and he couldn't get up.
I could get up. It was just the foot got worse and worse. I tore some ligaments in my
Do you think a life alert might be?
I don't think the life alert is going to do.
I wish, though, you would get that.
I think that's too much.
I wish you would get that knee wheelchair thing, though.
So here's the deal. Scouts are brutal, and I got some friends in this business. And one of my good friends is a general manager for the Colts, Chris Ballard. And Ballard is, I mean, he is a ball buster. And so I was thankful. I said a little prayer to Jesus, like, dear God, after my fall, thank you for not letting Chris Ballard or Rex Hogan be here to see this and make fun of me, your friend Lance. And so then I go, and I'm like, and this doctor's like, well, we can give you a walking boot. I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to get killed for this walking boot. Then he goes, or we can get you a knee scooter where you scoot around on your knee. I'm like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because it will just turn into, like, junior high bullying. So I get my boot. I have to take it off while I drive and try to drive with a swollen foot. I put my boot back on. I start limping out, and I just hear, oh, my God, look at you. I'm like, oh, it's Ballard. He goes, hold on. Immediately goes for the phone to start taking pictures of me. And just, you look ridiculous. Like, oh, my God. I mean, it was immediately 30 seconds of hardcore bullying. And then I called LeBron, and he put a safety pin on his lapel and said, safe space. And I felt better then.
And you feel better now.
Yeah. So, yeah, I caught a lot of crap from some different people. Our friend Alonzo was there. You know, it's interesting. One of the things at the Senior Bowl, you get some interesting perspectives on college coaches. I think everyone is one of the – you know, there's – I heard one conversation I wasn't even involved in. I just had to try to eavesdrop on it because they questioned whether or not Kevin Sumlin was going to have any success at Arizona, because they said it's a lot tougher to win there than you think. And I don't know what that's necessarily referring to, but it was interesting to hear conversations about, you know, how NFL teams view players from Alabama, where, you know, Rashawn Evans is not going to play and you know, immediately scouts are like, yeah, it's because Alabama beats the hell out of their players. And, you know, they always need surgeries every year after they come out. And that was one of the things. And there was LSU's non-development of players. This is some of the same stuff that me, you, and Dell will talk about. You know, they're talking about that. I heard a conversation about whether or not Tom Herman was going to be able to hold up at University of Texas because of their expectations and, you know, their roster's not where it needs to be. And it's interesting hearing some of these perspectives also about NFL teams and what some of the NFL teams. I got in a conversation with a team that is very heavy into analytics, and one of the guys who works there just said, look, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm just not really on board with the whole analytics thing. But I think the perspective and perception of analytics, John, I think for a lot of old school football people, it's a intimidating term that they don't think all it is just flipping the advantage. Just consider it like this. You're just trying to have like the house advantage in a blackjack game. You know, the house is always going to have the advantage in blackjack. It's set up that way for all the table games. All analytics is meant to do is to try to give you a little bit of an advantage so that you have a better chance of winning. That's all it is. But people act like it's some kind of, you know, magical voodoo where no one does any a talent evaluation and you all just crank stuff, you know, people just crank stuff out of a computer and get their answers. All it's doing, it's like counting cards. Counting cards doesn't mean you're going to win the next hand, but you have the best chance to win if you know the situation is at least in your favor from an odds standpoint. And that's really, at the end of the day, that's all analytics are. And Daryl Morey has used it, you know, to give his team a chance to be a successful team. They They win 50-plus games most years. They're always in the playoffs. You know, now, once it comes to cashing the big checks and stacking the big, you know, yellow or purple chips in front of you, well, there's more to that than just analytics, clearly. And I think that's where the Rockets have had issues, is finding the right blend in the locker room. And now, you and Dell have made this point, and it's a fair point. You've pushed all your chips on the James Harden hand. And we saw that hasn't gone great in the postseason, which is what my Sports Map article is about today. But I think Chris Paul at least gives you a chance to balance some of that stuff out that you're missing on the court, and in, maybe in the locker room too.
No, I agree. Here's the thing about every football person that I've talked to about analytics, they just think it doesn't work nearly as well in that sport.
Right.
In that sport as it does in the other sports. You've got, you know, hitters or pitchers that can throw, they throw in the same area every time. It doesn't matter who's at bat. It's how you throw, how much spin you have on the ball. If you're a hitter, how many times you swing and miss against better pitchers, against worse pitch. It does, you know, at least there's a big sample size in basketball. Can you make shots from a certain place when you're open, when you're covered? Can you get your own shot? All of these things. Football's a lot more, I think, brutal, a lot more heart that you have to show. Listen, even you can't even measure against competitions. Who knew that Carson Wentz would be as good as he is when he's playing at North Dakota State, and, you know, Joe Flacco at Delaware? All of these things you've got to take into account, as opposed to, because otherwise every Alabama player would be the best player, and it's just not true. I mean, so because you're playing against the best competition and you're the best team and all of those analytical things that you can measure. So it's a lot more heart, and I think it's a lot less, and you know as well as anybody, it's just not accepted nearly in football like it is in the other sports.
Well, it just depends on what you do. Like baseball, you're trying to get a hit. You're trying to have a positive outcome every single time. In football, you know, a two-yard gain may be a big play for you, because a two-yard gain is nothing more than just spinning the clock and winning. You know, situationally, it's just different in football, but I think But as I explained to the guy I was talking to, I said, you know, you guys are really big into arm length, height, weight, speed, because these are predictive measures. You have a history of showing that players who are bigger, faster, stronger, explosive, are going to be better players typically. The best players have had these elite traits and elements for the most part. That's analytics. That is taking something where you have reverse engineered, okay, here are the successful guys, what's common about them, and it's these physical indicators, which typically are going to be indicators of potential future success, and guys who are lacking in those elements. But that's analytics too, John. It's not the data points, but it's a concept of finding things that are trying to predict future success so that you can avoid the pitfalls of just kind of guesswork. That's really what it is. It's not always about this number plus that number. Now, I mean, frankly, it is for some teams, but I use a StatsIce database, and I go look at data points for all the players that I analyze, but then I match it against the tape, and my tape is going to speak at about 80% rate versus the numbers. But it's a good shortcut tool. I can go see if guys have crappy hands right off the bat before I even watch them, because I've got drops and drop rates. I can go see if a guy is a bad tackler, if he misses a bunch of tackles. Right off the bat, if I see a safety who misses a bunch of tackles, I know one of two things. He's either going to be stiff-hipped, or he can't really move laterally very well, or he's going to be passive, or he's going to come in too fast and not break down in space. Like, you know, these stats and data points, and sometimes when they're put together, they do tell you a little story. Now you got to go see it on tape and see what it's really about.
That said, Tom Brady was, at the time, was the worst combine player ever. That said,
he didn't pass the eyeball test on the stage.
And you know, picture. then with that stuff, Jose Altuve wouldn't be in Major League Baseball. With that, Darren Sproles, or Edelman, or Amendola, all
John,
of these
name
guys.
Name the three greatest quarterbacks of all time, in your opinion.
It's Brady,
yep.
Montana,
yep.
And the third would probably be Marino. And to me,
Peyton?
Maybe Elway.
Ahead of Peyton Manning?
I get okay. I think they're all arguing. I think Elway.
Here's my point.
Elway, Peyton Marino, Manning, and Manning are all arguable.
Peyton Manning, very average arm.
Yeah.
Below average athlete.
No, I said this. Peyton Manning, the year he won the Super Bowl, would not have started in a lot of colleges. No, I'm serious. With his arm strength,
he was bad.
No. If he wasn't Peyton Manning, if he was Joe Smith. And he went to a college coach. The college coach would go, "Well, you really can't throw the ball that well. You're really not. Your arm isn't strong enough. You're just not. I don't know.
Analytics and physical measurements work for a lot of positions, but all I keep coming back to is Tom Brady. Now, you know, he's got some good height, but Tom Brady, not an eyeball test guy. Peyton Manning, lack of arm strength, not a great athlete. Joe Montana. Small, didn't pass the eyeball test. Is not a typical, you know. Peyton was the one who was drafted first pick overall. Not Joe Montana, not Tom Brady. Drew Brees, undersized, didn't hit certain markers. That's the one position that I think you really have to be careful about getting too all in on, just because that's why we're talking about, was Josh Allen going to be the first pick? And you'll hear people saying, "Well, I wonder if Baker Mayfield goes, 30." Like, man, one guy looks like a lot better quarterback than the other.
Well, and it's Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. They all come in different. A lot of it is hard. A lot of it is want to. A lot of it is just, I'm going to be the best that I, the best. Peyton Manning, they're all different. And so it's unquantifiable what is a good quarterback. One of the things, though, is something that Josh Allen really struggles with, and that's accuracy. You've got to be able to throw the ball where you want to. 8:14, Rockets time, Lance. Let's talk about your team.
Let's talk about those Houston Rockets. I just told you in my article in Sports Map this week is about your Houston Rockets and why this year has a chance to be different than some of the other years, and I truly believe that. And if you want to go see these Rockets for yourself and why they're so much different this year, especially with Chris Paul, you've got a great playoff package available. They're launching their way into the playoffs, and so you can secure your seats for the ride towards the playoff with your choice of a 5-game stretch run ticket package. It's available as low as $132. Two different packages to choose from, the 3-point package, which is playoff rematch with the Spurs. You got the Pistons, the Hawks, the Suns, the Blazers, the slam dunk package with the Clippers, Pelicans, Bulls, Wizards, and Russell Westbrook is going to be coming in town. And it's a great opportunity for you to see some great players with either one of those two packages. So if you say, you know what, I'm getting caught up in some of the Rocket stuff now, I'm getting pretty hyped up on it, why don't you take advantage of the 3-point package or the slam dunk package with ticket packages running as low as $132. For more information, go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, time to talk to Trey the Will and Friend. This is my peeps. We're going to be there on Friday. We want you to come out. Rachel's going to be there with Rudy's Barbecue. We're going to have all the people out there. They're going to give away t-shirts and koozies and all the stuff that they do. St. Arnold's will be out there. Cat's Coffee will be out there. You know who else is going to be there? Trey the Will and Friend. You know who's going to be there? People who sell trailers, who rent trailers, who lease trailers, who fix trailers, who take trade-ins on trailers. Who takes a trade-in on a trailer? Okay, you got a trailer and you want a new one, you can trade it in. It's like givemethetrailer.com or something like that. Only it's just trailerwheel.com. That's where you go to find out. And you call up there and one of the great people up there, and I say great people, probably I'll use the term loosely, but the great people there that are going to help you out and make sure that you get the exact trailer that you want at the great price that you want it at. They do all of this stuff every single day. It's called Trailer Wheel and Frame for a reason, because they have trailers and wheels and frames. So get to 8222 I-45 North at Canino Exit. Come see us on Friday and get your trailer on right now at trailerwheel.com. That's trailerwheel.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 820 here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Dell. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. All right, let me see what you guys agree with and don't agree with. Nine ways that the Eagles can beat. Nine reasons why the Eagles will beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 52. The LeGarrette Blount factor. He wins titles. No more special than anyone else. He said about going against the New England Patriots. We play against faceless opponents every week. I don't care about nothing about that. But it doesn't. Dude helps people win. He runs hard. He makes big plays in big games. This is one of the weakest arguments, if you want to know the truth, for me. I don't know that LeGarrette Blount is going to play all that huge a factor. But he has done wonderful things, actually, after, you know, after the Boise State stuff, punching a guy in the face. The offense, Philadelphia offensive line. I saw an article, Lance, that talked about, that said they broke down each position. And the offensive line, the only position that the offensive that New England won on the offensive line was Nate Solder. The other four positions were all won by Philadelphia. That's a pretty good offensive line, even without Jason Peters.
Yeah. No, they were. Yeah, they are. They are. So I would say, yeah, well, that's a strength. I don't know so much that it's a huge strength right now, the Eagles, so much as it's definitely a weakness of the Patriots.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
Yeah.
It's not a weakness of the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm just saying, you know, it is a definite weakness for the
Patriots. No, Kelce and Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks.
They got Pro Bowlers on the right side. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty damn good offense. I mean, they don't even have Jason Peters. The Eagles front seven is dangerous.
Is Kendall Lamb, did they pick up Lamb? Is Lamb starting?
No. Kendall Lamb's not starting in a Super Bowl. What is wrong with you?
Okay. I got that mixed up.
The Eagles front seven. Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Vinnie Curry, Derek Barnett, Chris Long. Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And that's what beats the Patriots.
John, they're like a 6-point dog. This isn't like it's a 13 or 14.
No.
They're not a crazy underdog. They're a 6-point dog with a backup quarterback. That's kind of in the Brady era. This is pretty amazing if you think about it. Nick Foles, a backup quarterback, is starting for the Eagles in the midst of a Tom Brady, Bill Belichick run that the NFL has never seen before, and they're less than a touchdown favorite.
Yeah. Well, and one of their other points is when Nick Foles gets hot, he's untouchable. Now, I don't know about that, and I don't know, you know, if you put Bill Belichick up against Nick Foles, I'm going to take Belichick in that. However, he's been pretty damn good in the postseason. I mean, really good.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we've seen a big enough sample size to know, I mean, hey, you got to give Doug Peterson all the credit in the world. I mean, to be able to game plan after, you know, you saw Nick Foles come in after Carson Wentz went down, and to be able to game plan against the Falcons and then last week against that Vikings defense and make Nick Foles look really, really good. Of course, you got to credit Nick Foles, but everything that Doug Peterson did was damn good. I mean, you got to give them a bunch of credit for getting this far. With Nick Foles not playing, I mean, he played great under Chip Kelly. He was 70% completion percentage and all of that stuff. But then he fell off the world. And for him to be back at this place, I think in large part, I mean, how much credit, and one of the things that you worry about with Case Keenum is, how will he be without Pat Shurmur, right? Is that not legitimate?
Yeah, I think it's legitimate. I'm not too worried about it because I think Case is, I just think he's gotten better as a quarterback, and I think he's as good as he's going to be this year. And I think whoever a play caller is has got to, you know, he's got to know how to use Case and how to handle Case. But I tell you, you know, the more and more you talk about this, the more I really wonder how New England holds up against that Eagle defense. I think I might have been underestimating the Eagles defense a little when this matchup came out.
Oh, you and me both. The offensive weapons by the Eagles, Zach Ertz, Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Aguilar, Jay Ajayi. Torrey Smith. He's making plays. I mean, it's not like they've got some pretty good guys. Now, New England has their back end with Butler and Gilmore pretty damn good. But it's not like these guys can't make plays. And I don't know how you stop that slant, quite frankly, on the RPO. I just don't know how you stop it.
I talked to Joe Woods, the defense coordinator for the Broncos. We were talking yesterday, and it's the first time I met him. I didn't know him. And I was asking about RPO. I said, how do you stop it? I said, that's a tough element that college football's bringing, it's kind of brought in. How do you stop it? He goes, cover people. No. Okay. Well, I didn't know it was so easy.
Yeah, that's it. Just cover people. Oh, cover people. All right. Philadelphia secondary is pretty damn good, with Malcolm Jenkins and Ronald Darby and Mills and Robinson and McLeod. That's their underdog mentality, and that Brady has been beaten by underdogs before. Of course, he's lost to a lot. I mean, he's beaten a lot of underdogs as well. But this is the kind of team that can beat the Patriots. I was not, I was, when the playoffs started, I was like, oh, Philadelphia, forget it. We do a pick 'em at our place where you put 12 points on your favorite team and 11 and down to one for your least favorite thing. I think I had the Eagles at number 3, going into the playoffs, because I just didn't think that with Nick Foles that they could get. Well, the last thing that I saw was them against Dallas getting shut out and, being an underdog at home. It just didn't make any sense that they can get here. And now you see them and the way that they've played, and I don't think it's out of the range of. As a matter of fact, I think that I give the Eagles a fighting chance here.
Absolutely. I'm hoping they don't for certain reasons, but I do too. I think it's just, God, man, can Nick Foles beat Brady? I just, could Bortles beat Brady? Now, that was a road game, but can Nick Foles do it? I mean, doesn't he have to play a good game, right?
Yeah. No, he's got to play a great game.
I mean, he's got to play a very good game.
But he has the last two games, hasn't he, against good opposition, really good opposition.
Yeah. No, hey, that's a better defense last week than he's going to face with the Patriots.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
One of the sentiments here is there's a lot of people who think the Patriots, this is it for them, and their domination of the AFC is over, because, and they're pointing out, Malcolm Butler's probably going to walk, but the idea is Tom Brady's not going to last forever, but there's just too many holes for them to overcome. Their holes are going to start to get wider and wider and wider, so I don't know. I mean, I've been waiting for them to fall off. I've waited for the Spurs to fall off. I think I said the Spurs were going to start falling off like 8 years ago. That's been a long wait.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's overblown, that whole Brady and Belichick thing. I don't know. We'll see.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Does it even matter if they just keep working together? If they don't have to like each other, but as long as they line up and take the field together, I mean, when are they going to lose? Tom Brady's got to quit.
You think that?
But they do have some issues here.
You think but Belichick is Kyrie Irving? I got to go?
No, I think Brady would like to. No. I don't know. Both want to stay.
I don't. Now he's.
I don't
neither
know. Why are we? Why are we worrying about the Patriots? I hope they all just get caught in an ice storm.
No,
I'm tired of them anyway.
Thank you.
But after the Super Bowl.
No, thank you. No, we love the greatness.
No, we don't.
Trey Wingo was trying to convince us that this is a special time that everyone should enjoy.
Well, my latest Sports Map article says it's not that special.
It's pretty damn special. We'll never see the likes of this again.
Don't care. I would, if the Patriots ended tomorrow, I'd be fine. You can go to Sports Map Houston and check my piece out on the Patriots and Brady and bleep Tom Brady. It's pretty much the entire article.
Pretty much your article.
Yeah, I'm like Philly fan. Philly fan started chanting bleep Tom Brady as soon as they qualified for the Super Bowl, and I'm right there with him. You can check that on Sports Map right now. That's special. That's all that crap is nonsense. Everyone will get over it. When Tom Brady is done and the Patriots are over, we'll all still be watching football. And, we won't even miss the Patriots.
No. And maybe our team can win.
No one's going to miss the Patriots who aren't Patriots fans.
I'm going to miss Tom Brady.
No, you won't.
Time for me to talk about Renter's Warehouse and Lance, too. Let's talk about, who's the Tom Brady of renting out houses? Richard Drake.
Or is he Belichick? Mean old grumpy dude. You know, that just...
I think he's more Brady.
You think he's more... That's a tough one. I don't know. We'll have to ask the people that work for him over there. Is he more like Belichick, just making everybody miserable?
But
winning championships, renting on houses?
I just like that John always paints our advertisers in such favorable lights. That's what I like. They got these winches, these hitches, I don't know, all this dumb crap.
Well, yeah. Well, I just want
to know. I mean, this guy's a cranky guy, but use him. No, he's Richard.
Well, is
Rakes
he not the
dude.
Champion, though? Is
no,
he not
he
the, I mean, the best in renting out houses?
Millions. You know how much money? It's like $80 million in property value that they – it's some outrageously high – no, it's actually – I think it's more than that of the property value that they rent out for people from. And look, if you think, well, my house isn't some kind of fancy house, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. People need houses more than ever right now, and they're renting more than ever. Millennials are huge renters.
Oh, absolutely. No, now people don't want to buy. They don't want, especially after the hurricane. I know a lot of people have just said, "I forget it. I just want to rent. I don't want the hassle. I don't want to have to." And oh, by the way, yeah, it's not yours. You don't have to. You know, when the water heater goes out. You know what though? If your water heater goes out while somebody's renting your house, you know who's right on top of it? Is Renter's Warehouse. And they will stay on top and make sure that everything is taken care of. They put more into the maintenance part of it than any rental company in the world. And I don't know how many companies there are, but I'm going to tell you this. They make sure that everybody's house is taken care of. That's probably the number one concern if you're going to rent out your house is, oh, are they going to take care of my house? Renter's Warehouse stays on top of that every single day. So if you're looking for a way to rent out your house, to keep your house and not sell it, go to renterswarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT, renterswarehouse.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 8:35 is Lance here. Dell, or is it just me and you?
He's not feeling good.
He's not feeling great. He's doing Oxycontin or something. What's he doing? Molly Percocets?
He's not doing Molly because that's recreational. He's doing.
He's not doing recreational. Don't sell Lance short. He might be doing. He might be trying to go Tiger Woods today.
That's what he told me to do because that's what he's doing. He's doing perk. He's not doing.
Just play the whole song. I like the whole song.
Well,
but that's only for Tiger Woods, though, right?
Yeah, we only play it for Tiger.
So, what do you think of Tiger teeing it up?
I had no thoughts about it.
Are you excited?
I didn't even know it was happening.
Well, yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Weren't you watching the Golf Channel yesterday? Because they did a whole big.
I don't know what number the Golf Channel is on my guide. No shot. I have Xfinity where you can actually talk into your remote and go Golf Channel, and it will go there if I chose to do that. But other than that, there'd be no way I could find the Golf Channel.
You can say Golf Channel.
I can say Golf Channel into my Xfinity remote, and it'll take me to the Golf Channel. But there's no way I would ever say it.
What you could you? By the way, he's teeing it up at 12:40, which is probably 11:40 tomorrow. And I just can't. You just can't wait, can you?
No, I can wait. Like I told you, I didn't even know it was happening.
I think you kind of did.
No, I didn't. I saw Tiger on TV at some point yesterday, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But I didn't pay attention. I just assumed it was old footage of him when he could actually walk.
No, that's not it.
Yo,
Percocet. Miley Percocet. Before this. I thought it was before this. Miley Percocet.
I think the world is excited about this tomorrow.
I'm not going to set you up for it. Never mind.
Will you stop?
What I was going to do is, I haven't heard anyone call in about it, but then you're like, all right, let's go to the phones. Anyone who's excited about it, there you go.
All right.
There it is.
713-780-3776. If you want to call in, if you're excited about Tiger Woods teeing it up tomorrow. I think he's playing the South course. I don't know which course he's playing. But who isn't excited? I mean, this is like, Super Bowl.
What is it like? What is it like?
And we got Rockets and, beating the Warriors.
This is like the Nets versus the Knicks on a Wednesday night.
We got the Texans signing wide receivers that
some
don't
random
make
dude. Team. Clowney wants an extension.
Yeah, we got all that. I mean, I forgot my laptop, so I came in here and then I had to go back home. Typical. On one station, the guy was talking about a racist article in Philadelphia.
About who?
It was about how racist it was that the cops don't care about all these white people just tearing up the city. But if it was black angry mob out there, that it would have been.
Well. Is he wrong?
Not so much.
Yeah.
And then the other station was talking about free agent defensive backs for the Texans.
For what?
Yeah. That was pretty. That was the two shows that
talking about trying to play the hits. Even though those aren't even the hits.
I think at the one station, if you don't talk about if you go more than like 4 minutes without talking about the Texans, then you get fired.
Is the one station that was talking about the Philly stuff? Did that person ever work in Philly?
Yeah, I think he did.
No, because, he might. That person might even talk about how he has a podcast for Philly that you can go listen to after his Houston show.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. All I know
and
was.
So that person was playing a race type situation on his show, too?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Considering that person's background.
Right. You're right.
History.
I don't have any idea. All I know is that. No one was talking about Tiger Woods. And Austin wants to talk about Tiger Woods here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Austin? Austin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you, bud?
Good.
Right on. Yeah, Tiger Woods, did you happen to catch the Phil thing on Prairie last night?
I didn't.
You didn't. It was awesome to see a guy who's won four majors say, when he watched Tiger Woods in the 2000 Open, he said that's something that he couldn't comprehend. And if you actually think about that, to hear a guy that's won four majors to talk about a guy that blew away the field by 15. Anyways, I'm excited that Tiger's coming back tomorrow, and I got it set on my DVR. So what do you think about that, Delvin Diesel?
Yeah, Diesel.
I think you're lying.
No. Yeah, I don't think he's lying at all. I think he's got it set on his DVR. I think he's ready to watch Tiger Woods dominate again. This should be something that you should celebrate, though.
Why should I celebrate it?
Because everybody loves a Tiger Woods story.
If you've got this on your DVR, look, Austin, you might be a great guy. It's pathetic.
What are you talking about?
It's pathetic.
If Tiger Woods is, okay, you're going to tell me, if Tiger Woods on Sunday, this Sunday, is competing and is right there ready to win this tournament, you're not going to tune in.
There is no chance I will watch him hit a golf ball on Sunday. I don't care how well he's doing. There's no shot. I don't care.
What about if it was Augusta?
Wouldn't care. I haven't cared about Tiger in years.
Raheel's going to watch. Can't wait. See? Raheel can't even wait. You see all the people, the clamoring for Tiger Woods?
Yeah, there's one guy. Who apparently is going to set on his DVR.
All right. Would you show Dell, please, people? 713-780-3776 and make him stop playing Molly Percocet?
Every time you mention the great Tiger Woods, that's what we hear.
Yo. Percocet. Yeah. Molly Percocet.
Because that's the most entertaining thing about him now.
Yeah. Molly Percocet.
Not Perkins Waitresses?
Well, he doesn't do that anymore, does he?
I don't know. How do you know he doesn't? You didn't know. You didn't know he was eating pancakes to begin with.
I asked. I didn't say he wasn't. I said I asked a question. Is he still cavorting with Perkins Waitresses?
Why wouldn't he be?
Well, because
that's when he was great. Let's make Tiger great again.
See, you people are puppets.
You see that?
John pulls
Do
your
you see that? Everybody is all about Tiger.
John pulls your strings and everybody calls it, no, I really love Tiger. You don't care about Tiger. Because if you did, you would have called in before John
Look
pulled
at this,
your strings.
A full board.
People like to troll me and this show, but stop it. You don't care about Tiger Woods.
Michael P. says, I have Tiger to make the cut at +110, so I clearly care. You see that?
Yeah.
Let's get Nathan in here. Nathan, you excited about Tiger?
Hey, I don't know how this isn't spoken all over the world right now. I mean, it's Tiger Woods, for God's sake.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Hey, Nathan, what tournament?
Making the cut.
Nathan, what tournament is he playing in?
Is it Torrey Pines? This is, I can't even tell you the name of the tournament.
I'm so excited.
The Farmers, okay.
It's not the Trail of Tears Open?
No, it's the Farmers Insurance, okay?
Well, what matters is that Torrey Pines.
It's at Torrey Pines, baby. You're right. You're right about that, Nathan. What? Let's get Cody in here. Cody, what about Tiger Woods? Will he make the cut?
Make Sundays great again, baby.
Let's see. You see that? Tiger makes Sundays great again. We got rid of the NFL Sundays.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Deli.
That's not my name.
Mm-hmm. Out of everybody at that station, I feel like you should really be rooting for Tiger Woods.
You see?
Why should I be rooting for Tiger Woods?
Because it's a great story about a man overcoming adversity.
Majors, try to get some more majors than Whitey.
What?
What? Yeah.
I don't care.
Whitey on the moon.
I mean, I don't care. I told you guys, I don't think about Whitey unless one of them's driving a patrol car. I don't care.
That's the only time you think about Whitey?
That's the only time I think about Whitey, when I look behind me and he's in a patrol car.
Dwight, what about Tiger coming back Sunday?
Well, I guess that would be two of us without DVRs. I'm traveling, so that's why I'll have it on DVR. But I think it's going to be equivalent to Jordan coming back on another team. It'll be something to watch. What else is that? 1 week before the Super Bowl?
Don't
watch the NBA, which you can see every night. So yep. it'll be good for Tiger to come back.
You know,
it's Torrey Pines.
That's not a bad analogy. Jordan as a Wizard. And Tiger now.
He hopes he'll be Jordan as a Wizard. Because Jordan actually put up 40 as a Wizard.
Well, but if Tiger makes the cut.
That's not 40 in the game.
The hell it's not.
It's not.
Yeah, you can score 40. It's not that amazing a feat to score 40 points in an NBA game.
Neither. Making the cut is far less
Well, how about a top 10 finish?
That's probably 40.
That's probably.
But it's not.
That's probably 40.
But I don't care if he does it one way or the other. I didn't care when Jordan scored 40.
Let's get Jeff in here and take a break. Hey, Jeff.
Hello. Good morning.
What about Tiger?
Oh, John, what you said earlier is so funny. I was thinking the same thing. I can assure you this. On Sunday, if Tiger is in contention, which is highly improbable, but if he is, I can assure you people will adjust their schedules to tune in to this.
Thank you.
I didn't say people wouldn't care. I said people don't care about it now, but they would care on Sunday. But I'm not going to adjust my schedule no matter what.
Guess what ESPN leads with Saturday night if Tiger's in contention? All day Saturday. So? Is that Tiger's back and Tiger could win a tournament.
But you don't like ESPN.
I don't know, but people, puppets, I'm a puppet. I follow.
Yeah, I know you are. You pull strings here, but you're a puppet for them.
8:45
Their
ESPN.
Hands up,
look at the phones
time.
Just lighting up for Tiger!
It's embarrassing. It's
destroying all of your thoughts.
Because we trolled them for an entire segment. Hey, Lance, are you there?
Lance, are you done puking?
Apparently not.
No. All right, we're going to have to push that back then. Let's take a break here on ESPN 97.5. You want me to do Allied here?
Sure.
Okay. Let's talk about Allied Siding and Windows. Listen, if you're looking for a great way to improve that home, the curb appeal, the value, all of that stuff. What I need you to do is call 713 Windows, 713 Windows. And it is, they've been having that same number, same name, Allied Siding and Windows, for over 29 years now, more than 40,000 customers, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. That tells you everything. And the thing about it is that you get 100% financing, zero down, and zero interest for 18 months. When I was talking to Leonard, the owner, I thought that was one of the most amazing things. He said, well, yeah, there's other companies out there, siding companies out there, that, yeah, they started the job. They went 50% down. They started the job. Oh, then they went out of business. He says, I'm not taking a penny. from you until the job is completely done and you're completely satisfied. And then you've got 18 months before you can start, before you have to start paying. Zero interest. Anyway, look, if you're looking for the best siding company and the best siding, it's James Hardy Plank. All you got to do is call 713 Windows. Takes just one 30-second call to set up a 30-minute meeting. No high-pressure sales pitch, just a free estimate. 713 Windows, 713-946-3697. Allied Siding and Windows, affordable, local, reliable.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 851 ESPN 97.5, 7037803776, 7037803776. Lance apparently got sick during the show. He's doing Oxycontin or whatever it's called. Codone or whatever.
Hey, man.
No, he's...
You got some Oxy, bro.
He does.
Did Lance have to go do something for, do favors for someone for some more?
Well, this isn't the end of less than zero.
You got some smack, bird.
You think this is Lance's?
I don't know. He disappeared and he said he's sick and he's scratching. Maybe he had to do some stuff.
Hey, man.
God, how about this trip? First day, he tears ligaments in his feet and then he's puking all over.
Yeah, it's
good thing
back.
He went to the Senior Bowl.
He went in with the greatest of intentions that he was going to get some scouting done and talk to these guys. And, you know, this guy
get
said this.
Interviews this guy, with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Baker made this throw, and Baker's really afraid of measurements. And he's coming back with an addiction to Oxy.
He told you to shut up, Raheel.
Hey, what's up, Lance?
Well, it's not your turn to talk on the radio. This is Lance's time. This is Lance's time.
I thought he was dying.
But he's not feeling
well. You don't want him there after 9:30. What you doing in his... Why are you show watching him?
Why am I oxy watching?
Why are you oxy watching?
He's very weak, but I hear him in the queue, and he tells you to shut up, and you're being very rude. I mean, he can barely speak, but he has enough to yell at Raheel.
Why is he Michael Jackson on the last days here?
What? Oh my God!
You're making him sound like he's a weakling.
Well,
I'm
listening to him. He can barely talk.
Put
but
him
he's
on.
Has, it's ter. No, he doesn't want to be on. He wants you to shut up.
No, because he's,
he's he can hear us thing. And he doesn't feel good.
He doesn't want to be on the air. He doesn't feel good.
Man.
He went to Mobile to trip and puke.
Is he doing like soul searching on Oxy and Mobile?
No. He didn't. Well, you think he had to get away from the family to start his addiction?
I don't know. Oxy's no joke.
It's no joke.
The entire state of Florida is addicted to Oxy.
Yeah. God. Lance.
Man, that sucks. Yow Zierlein.
We don't want to laugh at you, but it's kind of hard not to.
I thought it was going to be a good story, too.
I know. I know. It was he tripped on a curb. and he's got all this guy. He said Chris Ballard's always been like, oh, my God, look at you in a boot. Just crushing him. Everybody's crushing him.
Oh, poor guy.
Good. That's good. Let's get Adam in here. He wants to bring up something about Tiger. What do you say, Adam?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
No, I feel like this Tiger Woods thing is not being talked about more. And, you know, Del, I promise you, if Tiger is leading Sunday or in contention, it'll draw more viewership than the Super Bowl. And Tom Brady
what?
Is a chump. He blows.
Well, I agree with you on that second part, but stop it with the Tiger bigger than the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be huge. It'll be, 50 million people will tune in to Tiger Woods on Sunday if Tiger's in contention.
You said 50 people?
50 million. Million.
I think you accidentally said million.
Or like Calipari. Billion!
Billions.
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 We're worth over billions.
Billions.
Yeah.
Adam, you're right. Except for that whole Tom Brady thing.
No, he's completely correct on that point.
Yeah. Yeah. You wrote an entire article about that.
I mean, it wasn't an entire article. It was about people just... I use Tom Brady as the catalyst because, well, people in Philly have been saying F Tom Brady for years now, and now it's intensified because they're playing him again in the Super Bowl. But embrace your sports hate. Anyone telling you to appreciate Tom Brady, screw them. You don't have to appreciate Tom Brady. You don't have to appreciate the Patriots. You're well within your rights to hate on them. That's all the article's about. Embrace your sports hate.
No, Trey Wingo's right.
No, he's not.
You have to embrace this. Oh, it's the great. It's the special? Greatest run we've ever seen in sports history, maybe in world history.
Yeah, somehow people forgot about Jordan. They didn't forget about Jordan, but people moved on when Jordan left. People were like, oh, my team now has a shot to win. I'm glad Jordan's gone. When the Lakers broke up the first time, I'm glad Shaq and Kobe aren't together. No one decided I'm going to appreciate this run. Stop it. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's the greatest run ever, and you that may need very well, to appreciate it.
Dumbass things. You know, pretty soon you're going to be labeled a dumbass.
8:56. Let's catch up on breaks because we fell behind a little bit with Lance Pukin all over the show.
And Sports Map is joining us.
Sports Map is going to join us, 94.1. So if you have problems reaching us, your signal is iffy, then go over to 94.1 for the next hour. But then hurry back after that hour. Hurry back after that hour. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get here on ESPN 97.5. Preach on, brother.
ESPN 97.5.